The Langston Hughes Performing Arts Institute in Seattle's Central District is a hub for Black performing arts. For years, the programming at the Institute was run by the city. But now a new nonprofit is taking over with new leadership. It's called Langston, and its first executive director is Tim Lennon. I sat down with Lennon to discuss what the change will mean for the African-American arts community and why there was a need for new leadership.
The critical need was for an independent, community-based programming entity that can do the work of bringing the programming that the community needs in a responsive way, separate from the functions of city government.
What is it that a community-based model can provide when it comes to building the arts in a community that may not come in another way?
I think that being a part of the community that we are presenting to, I mean, being essentially our target audience is a critical asset that we have at Langston and other community-based organizations in the arts have. There's no sort of one-size-fits-all for any community in terms of the arts and definitely not in sort of producing presenting organizations like Langston. But we are all parts of this arts community. And so I think having the connections, the deep personal connections to one another in the community will be reflected in the programming that we pull out.
Can you describe or paint a picture of what you would love to see in a typical week at Langston?
The need that we're trying to fill is for a community gathering place, a place that answers the question that every Black person in Seattle hears from every other Black person, whether they're new to town, working for Amazon, or newly moved out of town to the inner ring suburbs. It's where are we at? You know, where are the Black folks in town? So, a typical week, I want to have folks attending really great programming, but also just engaging in community and engaging in fellowship, just being with one another and exploring our world, our culture together.
How would you describe the state of Black art right now in the city?
The state of Black art is incredible. There are just so many beautiful Black artists working in the town right now that it's kind of overwhelming. So I think in the sense of talent and in the scope of the work that Black artists are producing in Seattle, it's never been better. I think where we're lacking is in our own institutions.
And the lack specifically is?
The lack is in organizations by us and for us. There are a lot of great artists that are putting on shows for traditionally white organizations, great organizations, but there's a difference between seeing Black performance at, on the boards or visual art at SAM and seeing it in our own home.
Some people listening to us may wonder, why does there need to be a protected space, a space that's set apart for Black artists in this way? What would you say to them?
I mean, the flippant answer is, why do we need to have so many organizations dedicated to white art and white artists? But I think that really it comes down to creating a space where Black art can be developed, can grow and thrive, benefits the entire community. There are so many artists that have come out of Seattle, so many Black artists that have come out of Seattle that have enriched the lives of everybody in Seattle and people around the world. And I think having a space where we can develop the next generation of, world-changing artists is really critical and sort of important to not just the Black community, but to Seattle at large.
When you talk about developing the next generation, are you also thinking about leadership?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that there are very few organizations run by people of color in Seattle. And I think that, our hope is that we'll be developing the next generation of Black arts leaders in addition to Black artists themselves.
How will you measure success?
There's the typical metrics, audience size and, fundraising and all the rest of it in any arts organization. But I'll measure success when I see a young Black person just light up at seeing somebody who looks like them on stage or seeing visual art that represents them and becomes inspired to pursue the arts themselves.
Tim Lennon is the new executive director at Langston Hughes Performing Arts Institute. He started his new job today.